What up, y'all? It's your boy, Rodney Perry, and this is the podcast coming at you from the set of The Quest. Man, I got an opportunity to be in this very dope movie. The name of the movie, the working title is The Quest. You guys might be more familiar with Coming to America. It'll be the sequel. I walked into an audition, probably about 20 or 30 guys that look like me, black guys in a room, and there were two roles. I got one, and the guy sitting next to me got the other one. His name is Nav Green, super funny individual. What's up, Nav?
We ain't had nobody clap for me. Yeah. I clap for myself.
I ain't mad at that.
Man, it's a blessing, man, and the honor of when I found out that Rodney had the other cousin, I called him right away, and we just chopped it up. It just was like a blessing, like, because me and Rodney has been in two movies before this one, so this is our third movie together.
Yeah.
And I told him, like, this the one. Like,
oh, this the one. This is definitely the one. This is definitely the one.
So we're... The other two movies, like, it was fun on set. But this, hey, man, this one take the cake. Man, we could just be doing something simple, and it seemed like, man, I ain't never did this before. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the Chick-fil-A sandwiches taste better on set. On this set, I don't know if they fry them different or what, but, it just being in the mood with all the greats.
Man. And
hearing the stories. Because, like, Rodney, like, I'm going to say this, then I'm going to...
Go ahead.
Rodney... He talked to me when we see each other out. You know, he gave me pointers, but now, like, he, you know, he shed me a different light on the comedy game, telling me stories I never would have knew. If I never would have booked this, he probably would have never told me certain stories. So I guess he feel like I'm able to know certain stuff about him now. So, yeah, it's just a cool whole environment. I ain't got not one complaint.
Man, you one of them young old souls. You know, to be on the set with Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, and you know what that is. I mean, you're a student of the game. What is that like for you?
Man, for me, it's like, I don't know, it's like, not to come, man, it's like, you around comedy gods. Like, that's how I look at it. Like, growing up, like, when I would watch movies, I thought Eddie was like, the best comedic actor ever. Like, Martin Lawrence was close, but Eddie had the edge just because of
Eddie.
Like, he played the different characters in Nutty Professor, and it was stuff like that. But I liked the Martin TV show, so that Martin had that. But just being around, and then you hear them talking about stories and telling you how they came up in the game, and you looking like, man, because I watch Coming to America in my top 10, so I watch it.
Right.
And to be a part of Coming to America, too, I never would have envisioned that. Even when we did the audition, when me and Rodney did the audition, it was like it was all different types. So I said, this before Rodney had came in there, I said, if they looking for somebody short and chubby, I'm going to be straight. Because now in the game, everybody want to be in shape, being right. Built. So yeah. I stand out because I'm seeing everybody in there coming out with their six packs and all that. And that just let you know, no matter how you built, God got a role for you.
God got a role for you.
That's why I'm not working out. I'm not. This,
you're not going to do it.
This is my confirmation. I'm never going vegan. I'm never doing
Hey, I see your cooking videos. You be eating healthy.
Yeah.
You be cooking.
But see, that's the thing. I eat healthy. I just don't show when I eat bad.
Wait, you only show the healthy stuff?
Yeah, I only show the healthy stuff. And sometimes I record it two times just to post the next day.
You stupid.
Let them know I'm on my health kick.
Hey, man, you've been the most, one of the most even-toned guys on the set. You've been watching a fly on the wall. What's it like to be a fly on the wall of this movie, man?
But see, this is different because, like, I'm around people like you, Tracy Morgan, Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, Leslie, Lunell.
Yeah.
What the fuck can I tell y'all? Like, what can... All I can is be a fly on the wall. Like, because it's only to soak that in. Anything that I could... Any story I could possibly say about comedy, y'all will look at it and laugh. Like, y'all done seen it all. So it's like... It's just like... basically paying homage to be around, to sit around and listen to the stories, because a lot of people are big to be around just to hear, not even be in this movie, just to hear the things you guys talk about, to kick it. And it comes off natural. Ain't nobody come in here and say, hey, tell me this, tell me that. Stories just start flowing out.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't pay for that.
I think what's been dope for me is to watch this through your eyes. You know,
I look like a child every time.
And you even, you know, wake up my own child. Because, you know, you can become jaded in this game. You know, you doing it 20, 30 years. You can become jaded and to watch. And then for you and I, you know, for our relationship, like you say, it's even developing more because we in a similar space.
Right.
You know, at different junction in our career, of course. This could be one of those things. Now, for you, when you look at this, are you looking at this as maybe a launching pad? Is this going to be on your resume?
Rodney, is that a crazy question? Like, I know I did Coming to America too, but you should see that movie I did on TV One. Like, right, no. Right. Like, it's definitely, I feel like it's a launching pad. And then, I don't know, man. It's just, like, I haven't took it all in yet. Like, like sometimes I might be on set and I might just close my eyes and just thank God. Because, like, it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's certain stuff. You know how when people say, like, I always dream of that. It's easy to dream stuff, but you might get discouraged during this game. Like, like, and I know I haven't been doing it, you know, 20, 30 years, but you've had times where you saw this work. Like,
right.
I haven't had that time yet, so it was like,
got it.
This was like,
got it. Like, hey, we sat. Tracy Morgan shared with us, you know, he went through his whole thing, and we got to hear it from the horse's mouth. How crazy is it? I know it's crazy for me, but to hear these stories straight from the horse's mouth, straight, you know, hear Arsenio tell a story. I had to hear Tracy Morgan tell a story. I think you spoke to it already, but, I mean, to sit here, you know, in the director's chair, you know, and hear those stories right on set. Well, how crazy is that, man?
Man, it's totally crazy. It's one thing to, you might watch an interview and then you might see the emotions of the person who's mm-hmm. talking, but it's different when you coming around them and they're talking and you seeing their eyes. Like, so that's what, when Tracy was telling his story, I'm like, man, that's it.
It's like you thought you knew it, but you ain't know it.
It's not even, it's
you
not
ain't
even
know it.
Close.
You ain't know it.
It's not even close. It's not even close. And just actually, Tracy, he was telling me how he was telling both of us. We was both right there when he told us how he became Hustle Man on Martin.
Right. Martin, which I had never heard that story.
I never heard it. Wow. And just to hear it like that, hearing when Richard Pryor met Eddie Murphy from Arsenio.
Wow.
It's just story after story.
Yeah,
like,
man.
And I don't have to be like, well, I heard this. Like, I heard it from them.
Yeah, it's a real deal.
Yeah, I heard it from him.
I've tried everything.
And Tracy Morgan, like, he keep it on set, like, keep the
Tracy
music
Morgan
going.
Is the party.
Yeah, he the party.
He the party.
They gonna miss him. They gonna miss him. When he ain't on set, they gonna miss him.
It ain't gonna be no fun.
It's gonna be a big difference. Because we miss him when he shoot.
Right. And what Tracy at? Oh, he shoot. Damn it.
No, yeah,
hey, that's Nav Green, man. I appreciate you popping in. It's a podcast. Your boy, Roddy Perry. Keep following your boy. We're going to keep doing big things. I ain't been on here in a while, but we on here now. That's a hot little 8 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.